title this morning is Learning to be Pliable in the Hands of God. Learning to be pliable in the hands of God. It's April 6th. Can you believe it's already the first Sunday of April? Spring is in the air. It's going to be like 90 by the end of the week. God is so good. Amen. All those people in the East Coast are shivering and ice cold, and we're here in the warm weather. Praise God. Hallelujah. This morning, I want to talk to you about being pliable in the hands of God. And I need you to know that God has a great plan for you. He's got a purpose for you. He wants to bless you. He wants to increase you. He wants you to be promoted. He wants you to walk in His glory. He wants you to have all these great things. But you have to give yourself to Him. Because we sang a song, without you, without Him, we were really nothing. We thought we were something, but we really were nothing. We were like the walking dead. You know what I'm saying? We thought we had it all. We were all cool. And then we found ourselves in trouble. And then, uh-oh, what do? I need to call on somebody named Jesus. Amen. So this morning, I want to take a look at what the Word says and how we position ourselves to be in God's hands. Because let me say that the be in God's hands is a great place to be, because there's warmth in your hands. And there's warmth in God's hands. And He wants to mold you, and He wants to transform you into His image, but more like He wants to use you so that you'll stand out, so everyone will take a special attention to you and say, what's going on with that person over there? What's going on? Why is that person so blessed over there? And then you just tell them, it's this Jesus that I serve. Amen? So we're going to look in the book of Jeremiah this morning, and he gives a good illustration of the potter and the clay. And I've taught this before, and I've preached on it, and I've heard it from several angles. And as I begin to look at it, and Easter season's coming, I said, Lord, what do you want me to speak to your people about? And he says, I want you to talk about the potter and the clay, because I want you to understand it has something to do with Easter. You go, really? Well, yeah. See, when Jesus came to this earth, he came to be used of God. And Jesus, you need to understand, was like clay in the potter's hand. And when you allow yourself to be in the potter's hand, he'll mold you into something beautiful. He'll mold you. But there's some things on you that sometimes he needs to tear away, to remove, to take away. And Jesus is the perfect example of being in the potter's hand, because God molded him the whole way. So this morning, we're going to take a look at Jeremiah 18, verse 1. This is the New Living Translation says this. It says, the Lord gave another message to Jeremiah, and he said, go down to the potter's shop. He didn't say to the potter, the pot shop. He said to the potter shop. And I will speak to you there. So I did as he told me and found a potter working at his wheel. It's always good to be found working, doing something for Jesus. Amen? But this guy, he was working on the wheel. And says, but the jar he was making did not turn out as he had hoped. So he crushed it into a lump of clay again and started over. Then the Lord gave me this message. O Israel, he says, O Las Vegas, can I not do to you as this potter has done to this clay? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. If I announce that a certain nation or kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, but that nation renounces its evil, the United States, and I will not destroy it as I have planned. And if you announce that I will plant and build up a certain nation or kingdom, but then that nation turns to evil and refuses to obey me, I will not bless it as I said I would. Therefore, Jeremiah, go and warn all Judah and Jerusalem. Say to them, this is what the Lord says. I'm planning disaster for you instead of good. So turn from your evil ways, each of you, and do what is right. But then the people that we all hang around with, that we associate with, that we all know, that know more than that, you know, you do. The people replied, but don't waste your breath. We will continue to live the way we want, stubbornly following our own evil desires. Does that not sound like the environment that we live in 2014? He wasn't just speaking to Israel back then over 2,000 years. He was speaking to us today in 2014. In preparing the sermon, I had to do a little research on clay and pottery. And that before pottery is fired or glazed, you have time to reshape it. So I went and bought some clay, amen, so you can shape it into anything that you want to shape it into. And it's pliable and very easy to mold and move around. But once it gets fired, once it gets glazed, it's solid. Looks pretty good, you know. Looks good. Good stuff. This right here, pliable, but once it gets fired and glazed, it looks like this. Something that could be used. Something I can plant a flower in and enjoy its beauty. It's a container. It's a vessel to be used for something. That's what God wants you to be, is a vessel to be pouring out. God wants you to know that when you're in His hands, it's the safest place to be. And it doesn't feel that way sometimes. Sometimes, you know, in your job, people squeeze you and you just want to. But stay there, because God wants you to be there for a season, because He's got a plan and purpose for you. Sometimes He allows you to go through some stuff. Let me tell you, I get squeezed all the time and the real Jesus comes out. Sometimes Jesus doesn't come out. Sometimes some other words come out. So I got to go back into the Word and get back on the potter's wheel so that He can start fixing me up a little bit, because I jacked myself up. I like the scripture in Jeremiah, because you look at Jeremiah and it says that he went to the potter's house. First thing, he was obedient. He said, go there, and he went there. Sometimes God tells us to do stuff and we don't listen. I know that doesn't happen to you, but it happens to me. And he sees a potter working on the clay, and he sees that the vessel wasn't exactly the way he wanted it. It was on a wheel, so he took it and crushed it and made it into a ball again. He says, I'm going to start this thing over again. Kind of like repentance, you know, when you mess things up, God allows to take you and start to mold you back into something good. But sometimes you have to be put back on that wheel and be remolded because of the way that you is from the world. Amen? The world's a terrible place. It truly is. That's why I got a citizenship in heaven. I'm just here temporarily to make a moment of time for my 110 years that I'm going to stay here. And then I'm going to jet out of here, man. I'm going to be in my mansion. Amen? But God, I love this. He was trying to get the house of Israel that were flawed and marred. He's trying to get their attention to change them into something beautiful. God wants to do something beautiful in everyone's life. But sometimes you have to be willing and obedient to go on the potter's wheel. And a lot of us don't like to go on the potter's wheel because sometimes it hurts. But God's got great things in store for you. Sometimes God's trying to get your attention on something, but we ignore Him. Have you ever done that? You ever ignore God? And He's just trying to get something good to you, and the whole time you're saying, meh. And He's going, come on, just trust me. I like verse 12 in there. It says, these are the response of the people. He had plans for these people, but they were stubborn and evil. Have you looked around in America today and have you seen that people are stubborn? People don't want to hear from God. Do you see our nation falling apart? It's not just because of the president. It's because people. You can't blame the president. You can't blame Congress. You can't blame them. I mean, they're all jacked up. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But as people, we don't take personal responsibility for our actions. And then we begin to tolerate things. And then all of a sudden, we have problems in our lives. See, people insist to do their own plans instead of God's plans, but they don't jive. God's plans are better than your plans. So it's best that you succumb to your plans and do God's plans. Now, you know, the clay can't do anything. It's just an inanimate object, but it can be molded into anything I want this thing to be. And I want to ask you something this morning. I want to ask you a question. If you don't want to be molded by God, then what are you having molding you? you don't want to be on the potter's wheel and be molded and moved and sifted and things taken off of you, and then what are you being molded by? Are you being molded by your thought process? That's pretty scary. Are you shaped by the opinions of what other people say about you? Do their opinion have a higher opinion than God's opinion? Are you shaped by what people are saying about you? Are you formed by today's cultures, trends, or popularity? Is it okay that you're gay? It's not what the Bible says. Oh no, we'll just now have some additional weddings for these other ceremonies and other things so that two men can get together and two women get together. It's nasty, man. God created Adam and Eve, man, woman. I know I'm going to get in. See, he didn't take the pot and say, oh, this looks pretty cool, but we're just going to do this too. I mean, you know, I'll buy that pot right there. No, see, that's what sin looks like. It looks ugly. But see, our trends and our culture and our things in the world, we start to allow these things, right? And all of a sudden, it doesn't look good. It looks like pimples on your face or something. You know what I mean? Just, you know, you got to go. You know, you got. God didn't create it to look like this. It looked jacked up. We're being shaped by something, but what is it? Are we allowing the culture? Are we allowing what the newspaper says? Are we allowing people to influence more than God influencing us? See, there's limits to this pottery. It doesn't have a matter in it. It can't. It's an inanimate object. It's just going to be there. But we're different. God gave us a free will. We can choose some things. We can choose to follow God, or we can do it His way, or we can do it our way. But our way always ends up failing. Let me give you a couple scriptures this morning. I want to help you about this pottery thing because, you know, my daughter works at the Pottery Barn. Amen? Good place to go. But take a look at Isaiah 45:9. I'm going to give you a couple analogies about pottery and clay because there's more than just one scripture in Jeremiah that talks about what God's going to share with you this morning. Isaiah 45:9. New Living Translation says, what sorrow awaits those who argue with their creator? Does a clay pot argue with its maker? No. Does the clay dispute with the one who shapes it, saying, stop, you're doing it wrong? Does the pot exclaim, how clumsy can you be? Take a look at Isaiah 64:8. It says, and yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are formed by your hand. 2 Corinthians 4:7. 2 Corinthians 4:7. We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that the great power is from God and not from ourselves. The treasure is the power of God to work in our lives. We are the clay jars that God uses. And sometimes it's marred and sometimes it's fragile. But God still uses us. God uses, and God's good at chipping away some things if you allow Him to. We talked a few weeks back that sometimes God, you know, is the master gardener as well, just the potter, because He cuts away some stuff and even cuts away some of the good stuff so that you can have better foliage, you can have some better fruit. And sometimes, you know, you look at this pot and I wouldn't buy that, but once He cleans it up, you know, and He starts to remove those people and things and circumstances and situations in your life, it starts to be looking a little bit better. It looks a little bit nicer. I could put this pot in front of my house now. It doesn't have all these crazy things on it. And you know, I want my neighbors to laugh at it. You know, would you get that pot for like You know, you buy that at the dollar store, you know, it's lopsided, doesn't, you know, it's kind of, you know, it doesn't sit straight. You know, I don't know why. I mean, I kind of, you know, because see, you and I don't sit straight until we get God to line us out.
Uh-oh. That was for somebody.
So let me just finish up a couple things for you this morning. God continued to work with the house of Israel. You see that in the book of Jeremiah. And it wasn't the end of the story because they didn't listen. God continues to seek them and to get in relationship with them. The good news is that God never gives up on any of us. That's good news. For all those years that I didn't serve God, He was still pursuing me the whole time. He still loved me, even when I was unlovable, even when I was wallowing with the pigs, even when I was doing the disgusting things and living in sin and doing all the things that were against God. He still was pursuing me. He still loved me. He was just saying, would you just get on the potter's wheel? Would you just turn your life over to me so that I can fix what's broken in your life? Can I come into your life and start to remove some of the cancer of your sin that's going to end up to lead you into trouble? Can I come into your life and fix some stuff? That's what God's about. He's about fixing stuff. Doesn't even look like it was ever broken. That's how God works. God is continuing to seek our love. And sooner or later, it's going to be a point where we're going to have to give in to God. Amen? God wants you to be pliable. God wants you to be used of Him. And let me just say something to some of you. Be patient on God. God's not done with you yet. He ain't done with you yet. Sometimes, you know, God just uses you and to try to get some things off you. And then as you begin to serve Him, this is so cool. God's starting to show me some stuff. The more that you start to serve Him, the more that you start to love Him, the more that you're sold out, the more that my giving is not a problem anymore. It used to be. And then when I didn't give, you know, I had some things taken away from me. You know, the devil just would rob some things. But then when I started giving to God, God started adding more things to me. I had a little bit more, and then, you know, my wife and I got in alignment and agreement when we got married and we got saved, and then God started to add some more to us, you know what I mean? But He was still pliable, and we were still knocking off some of the rough edges off of me, because she was perfect, I wasn't, amen? And God, as you start serving Him, gives you just a little bit more, and then before you know it, He gives it all to you, amen? And you're now in His palms, and my hands are warm, so this clay is getting more pliable and more be able to use. So there may be somewhere God may call you, like the youth, they're going to be going to Peru. Well, God's going to take a portion of them and leave a little bit there for the people in Peru. See, and so then God has to fix that up and mar that those little mars on it and make it more pliable so He can use you. Sometimes He'll mold you so he can stop something that is going on in your life, or to touch a family member that's not serving Jesus. Sometimes you're there and you don't say anything, but just your presence alone will be known. God's not done with you yet. We are all a work in progress. I'm still not yet to be put on a pedestal because I still have so many flaws. So I have to go to God and say, God, put me back on that potter's wheel. You got to chip away some of that stubbornness. You got to chip away some of that greed. Hey, Lord, you got to chip away some of that foul language or some of the people I'm hanging around with. God, you need to help me remove them out of my life because they're going to get me into trouble. See, we come to church because we believe in God, and His power is here to transform us. But here's the deal. Once a pot has been fired, no matter how beautiful it is, in order to change it, you need to break it. Oh, God, I don't like that part. So God is pretty cool, okay? So He takes a vessel that looks pretty perfect and then begins to break it. That's like our life. He has to break our heart because it's made out of stone, because we don't know what we're doing. So that once it's broken, He can now put it back, the pieces together, and begin to mold it, begin to fix what has been broken. It's a broken pot. It can't be put back together but by one person. God. It can only be broken by giving yourself to God. I mean, he breaks it. And sometimes, you know, just little pieces missing now. Just little pieces. And this was us. This was our life before we served God. This is what our life looked like. Broken. Misplaced. Angry. Bitter. Upset. Ain't going my way. No one can tell me what to do. That's our life. Until God gets a hold of it. Then he takes all the broken pieces. He kind of takes all the mess of our situation. And he just kind of like sweep it under the table. And then all of a sudden he goes, I got some new stuff here now. I got something I can work with now. I got something pliable and usable that I can bring forth to the nations, and I can bring forth into my workplace, and I can bring forth into my schools, and everywhere I go. And when I go to Costco, I can be a blessing. Amen. I can hold the door and open it for somebody that can't open it. I can go pray for somebody who's in a wheelchair and believe that they can get up. Because once I start serving God and I'm in his hands, I got the power of God. I got the resurrection power of Jesus in my life. Jesus was being molded all the way up to the point that he was crucified. So don't think you're going to get out of it. There are going to be some mars on you, but God is going to make sure that you look good and pliable, and that you're all that in a bag of chips. Amen? I tell you something, that sometimes you got to be broken in order for God to work through you. There's a point when it'll come in your life when you say, I can't do it on my own. I've tried everything I can. I've tried to do it my way. And then, you know, this healing that needs to take place, Lord, and I need this wholeness in my life. But you got to have your heart broken, because your heart's like stone. And then once God can break through your heart and you give yourself to God, God's not going to force himself on you. But when you give yourself to him, then he says, oh, I got their heart now. I got their heart. Now I can make it pliable like flesh. And that's what the Bible talks. Then it's flesh and it's pliable. I can use it. I can mold it. I can mend it. I can fix the broken hurts of that person that did you wrong or caused you that divorce. And it was this ugly and angry, or someone that raped you or did something wrong to you. God can fix that and heal that and mend it and take those mars that were ripped out of you and put it back together like it never had happened before. Once God's in your heart, he can recreate the people he wants you to be. God took my wife and took me, and he created us to be one. But there was a struggle until we got Jesus in our lives. She wanted to do it her way. I wanted to do it my way. I'm always right. I'm always right. I'm always right. Let me tell you. Did I tell you again? I'm always right. Yes, I'm arrogant. Yes, I'm cocky. Yes, I'm conceited. But then God gets in your life and you give him your heart. And all of a sudden that hardness of trying to be the man. God says, you want to be the man, love your wife. Go to church. Man up. Show me that you're willing to be like clay in my hands. And then he took us together and he created one. And one. All you need is one touch from God. All you need is one touch from God. All you need is one word from God. When you become one with God, you will become powerful. People say, well, Pastor, why are you so confident? Because when I walk into any meeting that I'm with business related, I know I'm not alone. I got God the Father, God the Son, and the God the Holy Spirit on my side. When I walk in, they're outnumbered. Why? Because I got the King of Kings on my side. God will give me wisdom. I walk out of that meeting, I can't believe that God gave me that word. To change that whole circumstance and get the word. It's amazing. Why? Because I'm allowed to be clay in his hands. I don't want to be like that vessel yet. He can still pour through me, but he's still molding it, right? This will still hold water, but it's still pliable. I don't want to be fired yet. I get a little fire from hell sometimes. Oh, man. But God's not done with us until we check out. So be pliable. Be pliable at work when people don't like you, when they're talking smack about you. At least they're talking about you. You got their attention. They don't like you because you're a Christian. Just let me just tell you that. Because you got the answer, and they don't. And you dress nice, and you're sharp, and you're polite, and you're kind, and you're different than the rest of them. They call you that you got something on your nose. You ever see that? They say, you got something on your nose there, man. You're just like a brown noser, man, you know. No, I just serve God. Oh, you just kissing the boss's, you know, rear end there. No. I just do, he gave me the job, and I figured that since he's the one giving me the check, I should do what the man says because it's his money, not mine. Now, if it crosses moral boundaries or something that's unethical, I'm going to have to call him out and say, I ain't doing that. And then he could say, well, you're out, and I'll say, okay, God, I guess you got me so pliable, I guess I'm going somewhere else. See, sometimes the devil will throw you aside. That's okay, because you're just going to land in God's hands. Pliable. That's what God wants you to be. Just pliable. You know the circumstances that you deal with your family and you don't like them sometimes because they irritate you, so you have to move 3,000 miles away from them, praise God. And then they get together, and then you got to hang with them, and God just allows you to be pliable. Why? Because now God's changed your spirit. They don't anger you anymore. They don't upset you. That doesn't even affect you anymore. Before, you'd get all riled up. You'd get all nervous. They're coming. And now you say, hey, man, it's great. God, and you love them. And it just irritates them that your life is so good. How come you're so blessed? Well, let me tell you about Jesus. See, I'm just like this clay. You can't stay. If you try to say something that's going to stick on me, God's just going to remove that. He'll just add a little bit more water to it. And just make it a little bit more pliable and wash away that stain of your foul mouth or your foul attitude or what you're trying to put in my life. Come on now. This morning, the only one you can rely on is God. Don't trust yourself because you'll mess it up. Be able to be pliable like the clay. God loves you enough that if you give yourself to him, he'll use you because he trusts you, because he loves you. And you've been through some stuff, and you've been hurt by others, and people have said you're crazy, you're a lunatic. Let them all talk their stuff. My wife and I have been talked about for 11 years since we've been in ministry. Those who have talked about me have either died. Serious. They've gone to other churches. They're still in the same position they were in 11 years ago that they are today. And then criticize me that I believe in prosperity. I believe in prospering in my health, in my finances, and in my family, and everything I do, my business. I believe I should prosper in everything. You're a prosperity preacher. It's just not about money. Money's the last. Money comes once you do all the other things. Money just has to follow you because you're a good Christian, you're doing the right thing, you're hanging with the right people, and there's someone who's going to recognize you and then want to bless you. I mean, I can't help that. I make no excuse for that. I don't know why Bill Gates is going to want to send me $1 million, but he probably want to do that. He don't know me yet, but he's going to know me. You get my point, though, right? Because, see, when you're pliable, and those things that come against you that were, I love it. See, sometimes the devil will try to throw some things at you to try to stick in your craw like that. But see, the good God that we serve, Jesus, he just removes it. And he removes it very carefully and sets it aside. And then you got the mire in there, but then he just fixes it and molds it back together. And it's like it didn't even exist. Where did that go? That's like your sins. Your sins go away when you're in the potter's hands. Let me read this poem for you, and I'm going to close. This is, says, from God's hands. It says, it is not you who shape God. It is God that shapes you. If then you are the work of God, await the hand of the artist who does all things in due season. Offer the potter your heart, soft and pliable and trackable, and keep the form in which the artist has fashioned you. Let your clay be moist, lest you grow hard and lose the imprint of the potter's fingers. Think about that. Keep yourself moist. And I thought about that, and I said, when I'm drinking of the living waters, I'm always going to be moist. I'm never going to be thirsty. Think about that. So this morning, I thought, Lord, what else can I say to those that are going to come? God says, you know what? There may be some that have not been on the wheel for a while. You're going to hurt a little bit at first. But when I get done applying it, he says, in their hearts tender, I'm going to be able to make them into a vessel that everyone's going to take notice of. See, sometimes, and I like what Minister Mike said, you know, that sometimes he keeps you under wraps for a long time till you're ready to be used of God. Sometimes he has to remove some things and hurts in your hands and the aches and the pains of your heart so that when the question's asked of you, you'll have all the answers. Sometimes God will redirect you. You're going to go in one direction. God says, oh, no. I want you to go in this direction over here. So you're in the palm of the potter's hand. Best place to be. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. It won't leave the potter's hand until he's ready to serve you up to be used. God wants to use each and every one of you. You don't think so? He does. Well, how could he use me? I don't have a college education. He can use you right where you are at. Any age, any color, any race, any time, anywhere, he will use you. Pastor, how do you know? Because he used me. I was a doofus. I was messed up bad. Had a good upbringing, had great family, got great parents, lived with a silver spoon, not a gold spoon, amen. But I still did life, and life did me hard. Until my wife and I got saved, our marriage would not ever be where it's at if we didn't have Jesus. It was a rough road without Jesus for a period of time. We were dating, and it would be fights and stuff. And I remember, so we got saved, and all of a sudden, it wasn't easy. It was harder, just for a season. But then God, once he got to remove all the stuff, the junk in our trunk, we had a lot of junk. She had baggage. I had baggage. We had to take it out to the dump. Out of the altar and say, Lord, I'm going to leave it all there for you because I can't carry it anymore. And he took us and he smashed us, you know, and you know, broke us down a little bit at the altar. And then he says, now I can use you. Now I can get into the circumstances and what's been bugging the both of you and get in there and start putting it together the way I want to. Through the power of his word, through prayer, through fasting, through loving one another, by sometimes giving up your own will for his will. He's got a better plan than you do. Just be in his hand. It's great to be in his hands. And yes, I'm going to tell you, it's not easy. I'm not going to tell you it's easy. But when you're pliable, it's a lot easier than when it's not pliable. Because I don't know about you, if he has to remove these things from you, it's going to be a little painful at first. It will. That pain of divorce, that pain of that person doing you wrong, the person that's supposed to pay you didn't pay you, they gypped you. You know, it hurts sometimes. You know, you sometimes you feel it. But God comes in there and with his love he starts just to mold that and fix that. And does that feel better? Oh yeah, thank you, Jesus. then you start to forget about it, and then you forgive that other person because, you know, they still hate you, but you forgave them, and they can't hurt you no more because you're in his hands. And in the hands of Jesus is the best place to be. Lord, I ask you to touch your people this morning. I ask you, Lord God, that there are those that are here today that haven't been in a potter's hand in a while. And Lord God, they love you, they serve you, they know you, but, you know, life came along and, you know, and dented their grill a little bit or messed them up a little bit, Lord. Today, Lord, I pray as our eyes are closed and our heads are bowed just for a minute. There may be those, Lord God, that have been catching some hell. And some of the stuff they've been going through, Lord, they don't have an answer to, but Lord God, you do. And you sometimes allow some things so that they can draw closer to you. And Lord God, if they are willing to jump back on that potter's wheel this morning, that you're always kind and you're always good and you're willing to redo some things in our lives, Lord God, that aren't perfect yet. This morning, I always ask God what he wants. And if that's you this morning and you haven't been on the potter's wheel or you haven't been pliable, but there's some areas in your life that's been hardened or calloused, or maybe you're like that pot that had some things on it that God just needs to knock off this morning. Sometimes he needs to pull it off. Sometimes he needs to use a tool to chip it off. Sometimes he can just use his hands around it to smooth the rough edges on you. If that's you this morning and God's talking to you and you want you want to become pliable again in his hands, I'm going to ask you to come up this morning so I can just pray with you and for you this morning. Maybe there's some roughness in your life that you're going through some stuff and you're holding some hard feelings towards somebody and God wants you to be free, and the only way you can be free is and pliable is if you give it to God. That's you this morning. I invite you to come up. I just want to pray with you, get in agreement with you. And I believe that God wants to change some things. God wants to move on your behalf. God wants to do some stuff. I really believe by the Spirit this morning that we all really always need an adjustment. And being on God's wheel in his hands, as he is the potter and we are the clay, he has the best plan and the greatest intentions for your life. God loves you right where you're at. And you might be shining and you might be good, but you're not great yet. God's into perfection. When God created you, he created you perfect in his image. And we've gotten some imperfections in our life because we serve in this world. There's a demon and a devil, and he don't like you, and he has things that try to come across your ways to mess you up, that mar you up, that cause a sting, that puts a bite into you and removes some pieces of you. And God wants to restore all that this morning. God wants you to be whole again. God wants you to have that peace again. God wants to restore that wholeness in your life today. If that's you, come on. I want to pray for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. As she goes, Lord God, on that potter's wheel, Lord God, continue to remove, Lord God, any aches and pains, sorrows, past hurts, Lord God. Let them be removed now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let this heart, Lord God, be pliable, Lord God. Lord God, to fit every circumstance and every situation, Lord God, that comes across her way. I ask you now, Lord, to fill her, Lord, to complete joy, Father God. Give her peace, Lord God, that's not understanding by human nature, but, Lord God, by your Spirit. Father God, touch her now this morning, Lord God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Father God. Lord God, allow her, Lord God, to release, Lord God, whatever has been hindering her or holding her back now in the name of Jesus. I pray for peace. I pray for, Lord God, unspeakable peace to come upon her life right now, Lord, to deal with every circumstance and every situation. Lord God, you've placed her situations, Lord God, because, Lord God, she can be used by you. She's obedient, Lord God. And she gets on your wheel today, Lord God. Lord God, remove, Lord God, the pains and the hurts, Lord God. Touch her, Lord God, to overflowing right now, Jesus. Fill her up, Lord God. Bubble forth, Lord God. Bubble forth, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God, you're so good. So good, Lord. So good. Things that have been broken, Jesus, that you put together and you fix and you make it better than the way it used to be. God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your strength, Lord. Thank you for your anointing, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we just can be used by you today. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants to make you pliable, just like this clay. Soft, loving, tender, kind. That's God's best for you. God's allowed some things to come, some things to go. But the whole time you've been pliable. And yeah, there's been some things that have been hardened, and God's working on those things in you. Because he loves you. He loves that you came up this morning. So he can put you on that wheel to make you smooth and precious like you are. God's created you perfect in his image. God wants to bless you. God wants to increase you. Lord God, as she gets on the potter's wheel, Lord, as she's in your hands, Father God, that's the place, the warmth of the heart of the master. Father God, touch her. Touch her, Lord God, to overflowing. Lord God, from the top of her head to the soles of her very feet, Lord God, let there just be peace. Let there just be an outpouring of your joy. Father God, give her the strength and the determination to accomplish and complete great things. Lord God, you are not done yet. You're just beginning. You're just taking away some things, Lord, and removing some stuff, Lord God, that need to go, because you got some great things that you're going to replace it with. A little bit more of your love and a little bit more of your peace and a little bit more of your joy and a little bit more of your kindness is going to be imparted. Father God, touch her from the top of her head. Lord God, just allow her to absorb all that you have for her today. Father God, as she drinks of the living water, Lord God, she becomes more pliable, more usable by you, Jesus. Living waters, Lord God, are going to flow through her, Jesus. Fill her, Lord God. Fill her now, Lord God. Bubble forth in her life, Jesus. Increase, 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 increase. Just not in finances, but Lord God, in the relationship with you. Because Lord God, when we're in connection with you, there's increase coming. Give her the words to speak, the answers to say. Put her in the right places at the right time, in the right position to say the right things to the right people, Jesus. Bless her, Lord God. Touch her, Lord God, now. Overflow, overflow. I just see like the Niagara River, how it overflows and how powerful that is. That's the power that you have inside of you. Don't let anybody tell you different. You have like a Niagara. You're powerful. What people are trying to say about you, ignore it. Ignore what people say. Their words can't hurt you because you're a child of the Most High God. Lord, bless her now. Increase her, Lord. Increase her, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Potter's wheel, Lord. molding, transforming, and changing, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you never change, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. But Lord God, we need to change. Lord, as you place her on that potter's wheel, remove, Lord God, that those things, Lord God, those hindrances that Lord God, may allow her not to see the fullness of your glory. Remove hindrances, Lord God. Allow her, Lord God, to move in your plans and your purposes. Let her hear clearly what you say, Lord, and allow her to go do. Bless her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Bring, Lord God, joy and peace. Give her supernatural insight and understanding to what's happening around her. Allow her, Lord, to slow down her schedule. I see this is slow down your schedule so that you, God's saying that he wants you to smell the roses along the way, that there's so much you got going, and it's good stuff, and it's all good, and God loves what you're doing. But God's saying to slow down some stuff, maybe remove some things that you're doing to have your schedule be not as buried so that you can spend some more time with him, because he wants you to smell the roses along the way. He doesn't want it to all be work. See, when he puts you on the wheel, he puts you aside to see how things are going to be. See, he's molding some things, and he might put you back on the wheel and then put you on the shelf for a little bit and kind of say, well, I'm not really done with this. I need to add some more water. I need to remove some things. I need to add some things. But your schedule is so compact, so busy and buried. God said, just free up some of that time so that you can spend with me. Lord, bless her. Bless her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Increase her. Lord God, let her have some. And God's just telling me, you need some time for yourself as well. Take the time. Take the time for yourself. Whether that's a manicure, a pedicure, whatever you need. Spend some time for you. You give to your kids, you give to your family, but sometimes it's okay to give back to yourself a little bit. Lord, seal this word. Allow her to work in it, do it. Father God, allow her to continue to be pliable and usable in the hands of God. Continue, Lord God, for her to step on that wheel. Lord, anytime she feels, Lord God, that she's fallen off, Lord God, allow her to step back on, Lord God, because you're willing to change and mold and transform. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. He's faithful. Lord God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, as she places herself back on the potter's wheel, you got nothing but greatness for her. Father God, as she continues, Lord God, to walk in your will, your plans, and your purposes, increase is coming. Health is coming. Lord God, you're molding her into the image, Lord God, you've created so that she could be a trophy for God. Just not one to sit on the shelf, but a trophy that speaks your word in kindness and in love. Father God, fill her, Lord God. Remove all her past hurts, all those aches, all those pains, all those things that people have said, all the past hurt of relationship. Father God, you're big enough to fill every void. Touch her, Lord, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet and increase her, Lord. Let your spirit, let your water, your living water, Lord God, flow within her. The Holy Spirit, Lord God, just take total control. Lord, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing in her and through her, Lord God. But Lord God, we are all in need of more work. Continue to bless her. You're not done with her yet. You're still got some greatness, some glimpses of greatness to come through her, Lord God. There's lives that are attached to her that are connected. There's soul ties that are going to be saved because she's just a beacon of light. And as people see that she's pliable, bendable, but not movable because of your word, people will be drawn to that. People will be drawn to what's inside of you. And there'll be a glimpse of God that will shine through you, and those people's lives will be changed forever. Continue to stand on that wheel. Continue to be pliable. Continue to be
wherever God wants you to go, whatever he wants you to do, just do it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God's good. Pliable, usable by God. See, the world once seen you like trash on the side of a road. But it's funny, when it blows into the hands of God, he can take that, fix it, clean it, mold it into his image to be a trophy for God. And God has restored so much to you in such a short period of time. There's still more restoration he's going to do. He's not done yet. God's not finished yet. And as I gave that illustration of that pot with additional things on it that were not supposed to be there, God is removing those things that are not supposed to be there. Because when he does that, then you can get a clearer glimpse of who he is and how you are to be used and how you are to be positioned in the family of God and how he wants to use you in ministry and how he wants to use you to touch people that have been thrown away like trash. God's using you, and he's not done yet. And sometimes he's going to put a little water on you, and sometimes he's going to feel like he's putting a flood of water on you because he's just trying to get some stuff off of you. Kind of like a kid that had lipstick on their face from the mama kissing them, you know, and God's trying to get that off them so that he can have a new clean image. Because God's into perfecting, and God's been perfecting you for a long time. He's not done with you, and he's not done with me yet, but God is perfecting you in his image. And God says, just continue to do what you've been doing. Stay the course. Continue to study. Continue just to love even the unlovable when they get you angry and they get you upset. You just got to love them. Just say, Lord, put me on that wheel. I got to throw me on that wheel. I'm getting a little upset about this, Lord. Just have him throw you on that wheel so he can remove those things so that you can just flow freely in the things of God. I ask you to bless him from the top of his head into the soles of his feet. Everywhere he goes, Lord God, he's going to, Lord God, snatch some people from hell. And Lord God, bring them into the kingdom of God. Not physically, but Lord God, by the Spirit, by his love, by his peace, by his demeanor, and by the word that he'll speak, will draw people unto you, Jesus. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good, isn't he? Yes, Lord. God's positioned you for greatness. Sometimes you have to go through some stuff. Sometimes you have, and God's just showing me, you got this job that you're doing the pools, and God, it's the pool job. And God's got you here for the season. Meanwhile, as you're passing out your resumes, God's just showing me something. God's showing me that the doors that he's opening take a little time because he doesn't want you to settle for something second rate. So there's been a little delay, a little repositioning, I would say, on men's hearts, and there's a reorganizing in people's businesses that are going to strategically need a position with your talent and your caliber. And God says, as you're doing the mundane things that you think is not a big deal, I'm just doing these pools and, you know, it's not a big deal. But God says it's a big deal because you're willing to be obedient, like Jeremiah. He sent you down to the potter's house to go check things out. There's a reason why you're connecting and going to these houses. Because God is setting you up that there's going to be people in those houses somewhere, somehow, that are going to have a position that's just for you. So be patient. God says continue to throw those resumes out there. Continue to be speaking kindly with those that you do business with, because when you do, there's going to be an opening door, and God's going to open that quickly, and it's going to move in a rapid way, and the blessing's going to be more than you can ever think or contain or ever even think about. It's going to be overwhelming. That's all I can say. It's overwhelming. So just continue to be on the potter's wheel. Allow him to remove some rough edges. Allow him to add a little bit more water so that he can fix some of those hurts and the pains. And God, why am I going through? Why am I still in this job? God says, I got you there for a reason. Just continue to praise me while you're in this job, because I'm going to promote you through your praises. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Get anything? Do you like being clay in a potter's hand? Some days I don't like it. I'll be honest with you. God, I don't like it. Got to deal with screwballs and people that are messed up and people that are unkind, and, you know, some of the young generation, man, they just out of control. Can't open the door for an older gentleman or old lady, someone to walk, you can't open the door. My God, are you in that much of a hurry? I used to be like that. Get out of my way in the wheelchair. Push him out of the way so I can get in there first. But then, you know, God, he takes away those rough edges, like it or not. As soon as you get on that wheel, he removes those things from you. Those little chips that were, you know, I like the part where it's inside of you and it's buried inside of you like that. And then God gets a hold of you, and then he finds it. And you say, oh, God, reveal those things that are deep inside. You go, I don't want to. And then he pulls it out, and you go, oh. The greatest place to be is on potter's wheel. Pliable. Ready to be used. He's used this woman and me in ways I would have never expected. I didn't volunteer to be pastor. Didn't want to be. I wanted to be a comedian. But God had a different plan. She said, once he's healed, he'll do whatever you say. And I said, yes, dear. But he removes the stuff. Allow him to allow you to be on the wheel so he can remove that stuff that's been hindering you. It might be just a little thing. It might just be a little thorn. It might be, you know, like a splinter in your finger, just an irritant. But God wants to pull that out too, so that you don't have to suffer or be in pain. Amen? It's those little things that trip you up. Listen to him. He's speaking to you. He loves you. He made you in his image. He made you perfect. He made you flawless. He made you to be able to do the impossible. If you can dream it, he can make it happen. But you got to be able to go on that wheel. And the way that your dream is, it may not get there the way you want to get there. But he's going to get you there the way he wants you to get there. Because there's something along the way he wants you to learn so that you can then be used of him in a mighty way. Lord, bless your people as they leave here today, Lord. Allow them to continually be blessed. Whatever they're seeking for, that they'll find in you, Jesus. And Lord, as they leave here, Lord God, let them make new friends. Let them fellowship. Let them love on one another, Father God. And Lord God, as we go here, Lord God, we pray for the food that's in the other room, Lord, the cookies and the coffee and that. Lord God, allow it, Lord God, to be a blessing in our lives. Touch your people now in Jesus' name. And everybody that heard it said, amen. Amen.